Well, this morning, it's the beginning of 4-H week. We're going to talk about that this morning with Beth Earlbeck, who is the Cass County Extension 4-H Youth Coordinator. She's in charge of all things 4-H.
Right.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, you bet. Exciting week for folks in 4-H.
Oh, yes. For sure. There's lots of different things going on in the community. Keep an eye out for those 4-H'ers. They've put up some displays around the county. They are wearing their 4-H shirts to the school. Some of them are doing service projects. There's lots of things going on in the 4-H world this week, definitely.
Do you encourage lots of activity during 4-H week more than normal?
You know, I suggest it, but a lot of the clubs just kind of take it and run. They know it's 4-H week. They know it's a good time to promote, and they know it's a good time to bring in some of those new people who may have not been in 4-H before or want to learn about 4-H. So it's I don't want to say make them do it, but I encourage them to do it.
You don't stand over them with an iron fist.
Definitely
or anything.
Not. No.
It's not what 4-H is about.
No. Nope.
4-H is about it's about inclusion, among other things, because literally everybody who fits the age requirements can be in 4-H.
Yes, we have a 4-H program in Cass County for kindergarten through 12th grade. So anybody in those age range can join 4-H. We have, for our kindergarten through third grade, we have what we call Clover Kids, which is more of a kind of experiencing different things, doing hands-on activities, learning about 4-H, but not getting too into it. And then starting in fourth grade, we get into our community club program with 4-H, and that's where they have business meetings, they do community service activities, they do communication presentations and things like that. So they can get 4-H is a wonderful thing where as much as you put into it, you can get as much out of it.
Beth, we get to a lot of county fairs, and we talk to a lot of folks in a number of different counties when it comes to 4-H. And I swear it's the same in every county. Some of the most active and excitable people involved in 4-H are those Clover Kids.
Yes. You know, I love hearing about the Clover Kids, going to those club meetings, hearing their stories. They're so excited and they're so inquisitive. They want to know more. They want to know what else they can do to get involved. I've had some of the older Clover Kids these last couple years be like, oh, we're so excited to get into 4-H. We can do so many more things in 4-H. And that's really exciting to me because that's the perfect time in Clover Kids to get them that taste. But then they want more once they get into 4-H.
Well, and even though their experience is a little bit limited, as a Clover Kid, so many of them are just excited to be a part of it now because their older brothers and sisters are involved and they just can't wait to get their hands dirty.
Yes, we have quite a few clubs that meet either at the same time or before or after their Clover Kids groups. So those Clover Kids kindergarten through third grade have gone to those club meetings for many years because their older siblings have been in 4-H. So now it just provides them an opportunity to do something and be included and participate in those hands-on activities, do those service projects that they see those older kids doing. And yeah, there some of the things that Clover Kids can do is limited, but we still offer quite a few opportunities for our Clover Kids in Cass County.
You were a 4-H'er not too many years ago.
Nope.
It's changed even since then.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. We didn't have Clover Kids when I was in 4-H. So that was, I was the youngest of, I have quite a few older siblings, and I would go to 4-H meetings with them and always sit there and think, man, I wish I could do this. Mom made me sit in the back of the room. And now those Clover Kids don't have to sit in the back of the room anymore. They can be in a different room doing hands-on activities or learning about something completely different than what the other 4-H'ers are doing during their business meeting.
And just 4-H in general, from the type of programming, the type of activities and things, the opportunities that are available, it's changed in the last 10 years. I mean, for someone who maybe has been out of it for 30 or 40 years, they probably wouldn't even hardly recognize it anymore.
There's still quite a bit of tradition in 4-H, which is wonderful. But there's also some new innovative things that we're bringing on board. You know, I always tell interested families or new families, there's something for everybody in 4-H. Whether they're interested in science, technology, engineering, and math, we have that sort of project area for them. Whether they're interested in cooking or sewing, that's still there as well. Interested in animals, and I know a lot of people think 4-H is just livestock animals, but we have other projects related to vet science, to rabbits, to poultry, those type of things that don't have to be that big calf leading that big steer around the ring or anything.
Had some fun yesterday with 4-H'ers, and you had awesome weather for it,
yes,
too.
Yes, we had our 4-H Fall Fest last night, had a good turnout for it, and had a few interested families there that they came and they learned about what 4-H was and kind of saw what we were doing and hopefully got them excited and interested in joining.
You've got some other activities planned this week mm-hmm. that are public too, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. Kate Olson and myself will be at the Produce in the Park on Thursday night and doing some hands-on activities there, as well as sharing some of our extension resources. So if you aren't planning to go out to Produce in the Park, I definitely encourage it, and to stop at our booth and pick up some of our information and talk to Kate and I.
Is that just to get the word out about 4-H to folks who may not know all the ins and outs?
Yeah, you know, the event that we had last night and the us being at Produce in the Park are kind of, I would say, two different crowds. So we kind of want to hit on everybody and share the message of 4-H and showcase that we have an awesome program here in Cass County and you should be involved as well as everybody else.
How many times do you get kids involved because the kid wants to get involved as opposed to the parent would like the child to get involved?
You know, it's a mix of both. I was talking to a parent last week and I mentioned, you know, oh, your daughter should be in 4-H. And she said, oh my goodness, you know, she has quite a few friends in 4-H and she's really interested in being in, and I just haven't gotten the chance to talk to you about joining yet. And I said, oh, perfect. And then I have some parents that say, well, they're not really sure about joining 4-H yet, but I had a good experience in 4-H, or I know somebody who had a good experience, so we're going to test it out this first year. So it's kind of a mix of both on, you know, if the kid has friends in it, they may want to join 4-H. Otherwise, the parent had a good experience or know somebody who had a good experience with 4-H.
That's pretty neat because you get a lot of the children whose parents grew up around here mm-hmm. and were active in 4-H, mm-hmm. they're almost automatically in.
Yes.
But it's amazing how many parents grew up elsewhere, mm-hmm. but maybe were involved in their local county 4-H efforts, and mm-hmm. And they seek out the opportunity for their children.
Yes, yep. And, you know, we have some of those parents that come out to the county fair, and 4-H isn't just about county fair. We are a year-round program. We do lots of different things year-round. But county fair is a really good showcase of kind of what the 4-H'ers have worked all year round. We kind of talk about county fair being the big celebration, the big boom for the year. So we have a lot of families that, you know, may have not think about 4-H or may not be on the front of their mind, but they come to county fair or see things during National 4-H Week and they're like, oh yes, I need to get them in that, or I need to ask some more questions about that program.
Those are the two times when it's really most visible
right,
to
yes.
the general public
mm-hmm.
at large. Otherwise, those who are involved as either volunteers, leaders, or the kids themselves, well, it's visible to them all the time because
yes, yeah.
they're always busy with things.
Yes.
But there are benefits to being involved in positive activities, the kind that 4-H can show them, and that shows throughout life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Our 4-H'ers really give back to the community. They learn that citizenship, leadership, and communications in 4-H. And I think 4-H's motto is to make the best better. We do have the best in 4-H, and we're just working to make them even better. Some of my graduating seniors last year, talking to them after county fair, they were sad to leave the program, but they can say, you know, 4-H gave me a lot of good things that I'll take on into life. So, you know, learning those life skills in 4-H, that's the most important thing. It's not about, you know, going to those club meetings or things like that. They learn life skills along the way.
And you haven't been doing this quite long enough to see it yet, but isn't it fun to see adults who had so much fun in 4-H when they were young mm-hmm. come back to be leaders and volunteers?
Oh, yes. And I'm excited to see that go. And actually, my current leaders, volunteers now, I love hearing their stories about things they were involved in 4-H. I was at a meeting the other night that we were talking about why people want to get involved and what reason people volunteer. And that was one of the big things that came up at the meeting was I had a good experience and I want others to have a good experience as well. So that's why I want to volunteer. And that just warms my heart by hearing those type of things, because that really means that we're doing something important here by making the best better in Cass County.
Well, you've got stuff that's fun. They're team building exercises mm-hmm. in a lot of ways and very educational. The STEM programs that you guys are involved in now, along with, like, for example, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, mm-hmm. You do so many cooperative things with others in the community that a child who's not involved in 4-H really is missing out.
Right. You know, we do, one of my big things is teamwork and the jobs that I do. And teamwork is working with others, but as well as making those partnerships and building those relationships with other groups in the community, like the Nishna Valley YMCA. They are a wonderful partner to us and help us. We work together on a lot of our STEM-related activities because they have the population base at the Y, and we have the programming type of thing, so we work well together.
Absolutely. Okay, so it's for somebody who's been thinking about it, whether it's the child or the parent, How do they get going? I mean, if they really want to get involved in 4-H and they just haven't done it yet, what do they need to do? When's the best time to sign up?
You can sign up for 4-H at any time of the year, but definitely now is a great time. We're just starting our club programs, getting things kicked off for the year. So if anybody's interested in joining 4-H, contact the Extension office. Our number is 712-243-1132, and we can get that information to them.
I guess 4-H week is the best time to think about it.
Right, yes.
So that's the whole point. Excellent. And the process is real easy. Mm-hmm. Is there a large cost?
No, actually, it's free to join 4-H in Cass County. So we have wonderful sponsors and wonderful volunteers and donors in Cass County, so we don't actually have to pay an enrollment fee here. For other counties in the state, it's $30 for each 4-H member. So thank you to all those people who support the 4-H Endowment Committee and the Extension Council, because that's how we pay for those $30 enrollment fees for our 4-Hers.
So the community that the 4-Hers give to gives back to the 4-Hers.
Oh, yes. They are wonderful about giving back.
Perfect. Well, great time to think about considering something as positive as 4-H during National 4-H Week. Beth, enjoy the week. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks.